Thank you. And I don't see anything that I want. And I don't see anything that I want.
Welcome back to the second half of the show, kids. You're listening to Local 107.3 FM in St. John, or maybe you're listening to Free Radio Edmonton in Edmonton. This show, Smashed Blocked, is heard every Thursday from 9 p.m. to 11, and from on Tuesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight, right here on Local FM in St. John, and on Free Radio Edmonton Mountain Time, we are heard Saturdays at midnight and Sundays at 8 p.m. So you want to tune in there. And again, I should figure out what other stations are possibly airing this weird, awful radio show. Or maybe you love it. I enjoy it. We had in the last set of music, I'll say some more momentarily on how I do enjoy it, so. We had in the last set of music going out to the upcoming conclusion of the Rebellious Jukebox concert series going on presently here in St. John. We had Axe Victim by Bebop Deluxe. Rebellious Jukebox has four more weeks left. On October 15th, you can catch John McKeel, Teenage Heart, and Construction and Destruction. On October 22nd, you can catch The Naysayers, David R. Elliott, and ER and the Other. On October 29th, you have Worm, Pastel Skeleton, and Little You, Little Me. And finally, on November 5th, on Guy Fawkes Day, no, a V for Vendetta and all that business aside, and Occupy and everything. But going right back to the roots, we're going to see this through and destroy the parliament that is Rebel Jukebox in fine style with an all-electronic experimental film multimedia and sort of analog electrical celebration of forward future looking music featuring old punks, Sex Tape, and Joyful Talk. So that'll be a time. In the interest of mashing up genres, we continued on that set of music after Axe Victim by Bebop Deluxe. We had some sort of like proto-punk, post-krautrock kind of sounds, or at least the way I like to think of it, some of that stuff. Or really, it's just such a goulash. As much as fun as it is to throw around genre tags, it's a very risky thing as well, and you just want to be kind of careful about it. I feel like it's fairly subjective. It's just subjective stuff. That's the way this guy feels about it. So we had Television, a live recording from CBGB's of their tune Friction. From Cleveland, Ohio, we had Rocket from the Tomb with 30 Seconds Over Tokyo, which went on to be re-recorded by Para Ubu, who we heard next with their tune Heart of Darkness, ladies and gents. And if that ain't some missing links between proto-punk and krautrock, then I don't know what is, other than this next song. Coming to you from their first record, Monster Movie, this is Can with Father Cannot Yell, and we got a whole bunch more krautrock to take the rest of the show out tonight, ladies and gents, so enjoy Smashed Blocked.
Pain creating, woman who just lies there waiting, and her father, he hasn't been born yet. is yours.
Oh man, welcome back from that whole mess of madness. All right, let's get things down from the top. You're listening to Smash Block. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, right here. And we're checking out some, we had a little bunch of proto-punk kind of goodness earlier in the show. And now we're getting down with some krautrock kind of sounds. Some fun times that informed and connected a lot of music styles. It's weird, like you see documentaries on punk and they, and you know, this has come up in a number of documentaries as well, where it's like, oh, some things happened in the 70s and then there was some hardcore and then along came grunge, and they kind of leave out this entire, nearly a full decade worth of underground sounds created all over the world. Whether you want to point to groups like Sonic Youth or Fugazi or the Melvins, and those are just to name the painfully obvious ones. But then, you know, you can also go back in that other direction, and punk rock connects straight through back to the 1960s, and you just go on back, whether you're talking Crime or Simply Saucer or the MC5 or in this case, all this weird krautrock stuff. It's just a continuum of strange and unsettling underground sounds. Started that set out with, from their debut record, Can's Monster Movie, we had a tune called Father Cannot Yell. We had, following that, from Amon Duel, not Amon Duel 2, but Amon Duel, Snow Your Thirst and Sun Open Your Mouth. Amon Duel being the collective from which the more rock band-oriented group Amon Duel 2 split off from, although both made music initially and both continued to create music. And Amon Duel apparently was one of the first bands to begin reclamation of the word kraut. You know, initially somewhat of an ethnic slur, I guess you could say, for German people, and began reclaiming that throughout the late 1960s and early 70s, to the point where you had the term krautrock defined. Getting to that momentarily. After that, we had Amon Duel 2 with Archangel Thunderbird live from their Live in London LP, and lastly there, we went east, we've been in the west, now we went to East Germany, and we had a little Ostrock with Pudis and a tune called Turn Offenen Sich Zur Stadt, their first single from 1971, a little bit of East German underground sounds there. And yeah, so coming up, finishing the show, I did not know that there was a song actually called this. I was doing some homework. I've heard these guys before, but they're one of the bands I'm not entirely as familiar with. But we're going to send you out here with some music from Faust and the actual song Krautrock. And yeah, coining the term, you know, this is kind of like hearing Punk Magazine coining that, reclaiming that officially, or, you know, this 13th Floor Elevators claiming psychedelia as a music genre. So here we got a little Faust with Krautrock on Smash Blocked.